Thanks for tuning in to another Cover 2 podcast. Scott Kegley and Taylor Price. Taylor, we're back from the combine. And good news here today for 49ers fans. The 49ers agreed to terms a two-year deal with wide receiver Anquan Boldin. Got to be good news. Get this done before the start of free agency and lock in one of your veteran leaders.
Great news for the fans and for us as well. Anquan Boldin was a great guy to work with. Approachable, hard-nosed, competitive football player. Loved what he brought to the team. And it's almost like a player coach, a guy who can compete, produce 1,000 yards receiving last year with the team. But he also mentored the young receivers. Quentin Patton talked about it a lot, how much he looked up to Anquan Boldin and the leadership that he brought as an 11-year vet going into his 12th year. Michael Crabtree, too, really benefited from that. And that's one thing I really enjoyed hearing from Crabtree was how, you know, Crab enjoyed playing with Randy Moss, Isaac Bruce, all these veterans, and now he has Anquan Boldin. And those two are a perfect pair. They do so many great things as possession receivers, yards after the catch. So it's a really nice thing for the 49ers to pair those two for the next two seasons.
Yeah, and you look at the 49ers receiving core overall, and as we get closer to the draft, everybody wondering which selections the 49ers might focus on, which positions they might focus on in the draft. Wide receiver was going to be, you know, towards the top of the list without this signing, but that's why free agency comes before the start of the draft, sort of clears the picture, and you got to like the 49ers receiving core now as you have. I mean, they can still add to the mix as well, but Crabtree and a young guy in Quentin Patton and Anquan Boldin, that's a dangerous 1-3 right there, and the 49ers are going to be looking to build on it, I'm sure.
We didn't really see them work in tandem until very late in the season. Just think about what they would have done together from week one. You know, week one, it was Anquan Boldin, 14 catches, 206 yards against the Green Bay Packers. Really set the stage for the relationship that he was able to build with Colin Kaepernick. And Crabtree was on the mend. He was getting better from the Achilles injury. Now that we go into 2014 at Levi Stadium, you have Crabtree on one side, you have Boldin on another side, and those guys can work together. Now you can look at the draft, and you don't have to force it with the number 30 overall selection. If you want a wide receiver, if you want to build depth or get someone in the slot, you know, I was just looking at mock drafts for the mock draft tracker we have on 49ers.com, and it seems like everybody right now is taking Brandon Cooks, the Biletnikoff Award winner out of Oregon State, as that number 30 overall selection. That's the trendy pick right now, Scott. I like Brandon Cooks. He was the fastest wide receiver at the combine. He can bring some speed and some sort of underneath running and some deep threats to this passing attack, but we don't have to go there right away. If you look at what people are saying, it's one of the deepest wide receiver classes in draft history, so you don't have to force it. And this Boldin news is a great thing. We're able to set the tone and get into free agency with some other areas of need. Cornerback now might be a big focus for this team.
Yeah, and Anquan Boldin, I guess when I think about him, the ultimate pro's pro, and we talked to him towards the end of the season as we were making the run in the playoffs, and, you know, he was very focused on keeping this locker room together as much as the 49ers possibly could. He said he wanted to be back. He's been in some situations in the NFL with the Cardinals and the Baltimore Ravens where they weren't able to keep him. So he's seen good teams have to be broken up. He didn't want that to happen here. Wanted to stay in San Francisco, a place that he's really embraced. Coming back out here, mentoring, like you said, some of the young guys. And this team now, I mean, they're going to have a lot of their core and hopefully lock up some more core guys over the next couple of weeks and months and try to keep this team together. They're a team do have some salary cap flexibility, and it'll be interesting to see how quickly anything gets done, possibly with Kaepernick, possibly with Dante Whitner, Terrell Brown. There's still some names out there, and the 49ers is, you know, evidenced by the Daniel Kilgore re-signing. They like to keep these guys together. That's how the 49ers do business.
Yeah, and there's no need to panic right now. There's a process. March 11th is when the frenzy starts to kick off, but if you look at the recent track record under Trent Baalke, you know, the 49ers don't really make too many day one splashes. They sort of let the market be established, and there's some of those teams that are out of the playoff mix, and they spend heavily. They have a lot of cap space. The 49ers sort of lay in wait, and they make their moves accordingly. So to get this done right now with Boldin is a great step. It shows aggressiveness of the 49ers. They identify that, hey, Anquan Boldin is a blue collar. He's a 49er guy. He's one of us. And so to establish him as somebody who can help this era of, you know, Levi Stadium, that's a really great thing. And I was just thinking about it when you were talking. One thing I really enjoy about this is that rivalry with Seattle. Their cornerbacks are physical. They like to hit. And that back and forth of those cornerbacks going against Crabtree and Boldin, that's just going to be really exciting. And you want to have someone like Boldin on your side in that fight. And so to go into Seattle next year with number 81, just thinking about that touchdown grab he made in the playoffs. Great throw by Kaepernick on the run, a laser over Earl Thomas, and Boldin just grabbing it out of the air, just strong hands, just making all types of plays like that throughout the year. Another year in the system, another year with Kaepernick. You know, he's a dedicated football player, loves his craft. You have to imagine that somebody like Boldin is going to be out here working hard, doing everything he can to get back to that Super Bowl level, because he's a winner. He loves winning the game. And we talked to Adam Kaplan of ESPN at the Combine, and he caught my ear with this comment. He said that he didn't know if Boldin was a Hall of Fame wide receiver, and that sort of got me thinking a little bit. I think this last contract, this part of Bolden's career, could tip the scale into a Hall of Fame career. I mean, you look at his production, his toughness, the things that his, you know, he had his face bashed in when he was with the Cardinals. And I remember that story. He had no painkillers, no pain medication, had screws in his face and things like that, and he came back to the field. So a lot of legacy for Anquan Boldin still to write. Mm. And this next chapter here with the 49ers could cement his enshrinement in Canton someday.
Yeah, and you mentioned the Seattle game. I even think back to right before that to the Carolina game, and those defensive backs were getting pretty physical too and getting in the face of Crabtree and Boldin, and the game was close early on, and that was, you kind of knew that's when Anquan steps up. You know, it's those types of games that he rises to the occasion, gets things done, and, you know, he's getting in the faces of defensive backs and he's giving it right back to him, kind of plays the game with that defensive sort of mentality. Just coming after guys. He wants to be the aggressor. He wants to take the physicality of the game to the other team. It's going to be exciting working with number 81 for two more years. Going to be out here till he's 35.
And you have to mention his charity work too. Does a great job of being active in the community. He's going to have his Q81 Fest out in Florida this year, and I believe Kaepernick, Crabtree, and Patton will be out there playing some celebrity basketball. So hopefully we can talk Robin to get the cameras out there and putting some documentary work together for the 49er faithful. You know, got to enjoy Boldin and what he's brought to this team in the locker room and what he does out in the community. He's just a great guy, and 49er fans should be fortunate to have this guy around. We're really excited about it. Go get those 81 jerseys. He broke the curse. Mm-hmm. Everyone talked about that 81 jersey, and it looks like the 81 curse can, you know, Terrell Owens, no one's really had that sort of production since then, so we can throw that bad joke to bed. It's time for a new era of number 81, Anquan Boldin with the 49ers. You have to love it, be excited, and it's just the start of plenty of great things going on this offseason.
Yeah, just as good of a person as he is a player, if not even more so. Gonna be great to have Q back in the Bay. This is Scott Kegley and Taylor Price, another Cover 2 podcast.